At this time, our outage numbers were down to 2,584 members that are without power. Now, that's down from a high point of when this began of around 6,000 members. So crews have made progress. We're thankful for that. And our crews here, along with the assistance of approximately 80 additional line personnel, they've came in here, and they're helping us out. So we appreciate them. And we have identified at least 100 power poles that have been broken. Progress is a little slow, and the reason for that, we've got trees down everywhere. Our crews are having to cut their way into places, and then when they get in there to the damage, they're having to cut the brush away from the lines, and then of course replace the power poles. So obviously that takes a little bit of time to do, and as always, we greatly appreciate the patience of our members.